Angola Spins. Speaks. How funny. This is Deanna. And my guest today is Clint Richardson. He is the producer of Lethal Injection, The Story of Vaccination, and Kaffir School, School Districts, and The Lottery. And, of course, the wonderful film, The Corporation Nation. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com and clintforp.com and thecorporationnation.com. You know, you brought up a very interesting topic just before we went to the break about the Bible and King James, which reminded me of a visit that I had with Dr. Lorraine Day back in August, August 27th, and she recently wrote a book called Who Rewrote the Bible? And she said that the King James translators were basically their objectives were very similar to the Jews, and that they were similar to the choosiness, the exclusivity that the Jews claimed, and that they were probably a group of Jews who rewrote the Bible. And several other things. She talked about, she used some of the, for instance, she said that Thomas said, go into your, or Jesus told the apostles, go into your chamber and pray to your Heavenly Father in secret, which is very different from the corporate churches that we have now. Sure. And you sent me some time back some congressional testimony about one of the leaders of the church. I can't remember, George Albert Smith or somebody.
The Reed Smoot. Yes.
Yes. That these people were, you know, as head of the church, they also invested huge sums of money and became leaders of corporations, particularly in the energy and electricity industry.
Railroads, everything. I mean, I couldn't believe it when I was reading the transcript. And also, they funded the Las Vegas, the building of Las Vegas. The Mormon Church did through one of its banks. I can't remember which bank it was at the moment, but you know, this was actually on a History Channel show that they were doing the 10 things you didn't know about the Mormons, basically, and they funded the building of Las Vegas basically through loans. So again, you know, when there was a wonderful little chart in the Mormon Genealogical Center that I went down there to do some research because a friend told me that Mitt Romney was going to be the next president, if not just the next person to run for president. And again, in my genealogical research, I found that every single prominent person that had a chance of actually winning the president were also cousins. So Bob Dole, in fact, let's talk about Bob Dole real quick. There's a guy named Harold Brooks Baker. He is actually an American from Baltimore, and he now lives in Britain and has since 1968. And he is the publishing director of what's called Burke's Peerage. Peerage is
Right,
so a peerage is basically a word that I guess you could say it's a peering up upon the history of your genealogy. So he basically said he predicted in when Clinton and Dole were running for president, he said, you know, Clinton's bluer blood gives him an edge in the November's election. And here's what he said. This is his quote. This is a very well-respected genealogical researcher. He says, the presidential candidate with the greatest number of royal genes has always been the victor, without exception since George Washington. Only the merest drop of royal blood flows in the veins of Senator Dole.
All righty. We do need to take a break. We will be back in 3 minutes.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson. His website, websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com, clintforp.com, and thecorporationnation.com. We will take calls at, so we got to get the number here, 877-488-5350. And you were talking about the person who has the most genetic characteristics would be the president. And it also has to do with money. Whoever has the most money gets to be president. Or whoever's the most obedient to the Jews gets to be president.
Well, it really has to do with this bloodline, though, more than anything. When we look at who ran, you know, I'm just going to put a few names out there, people who actually ran for president in the past, and these are all, before I read them, these are all cousins of George Bush, as listed in one of the genealogical really well put out, I think it was WARGS. If anybody wants to check out WARGS, it's WARGS, I believe, .com. And you can look at all of these lines. It takes forever to go through them. But, I mean, Howard Dean, which is Howard Brush Dean III, governor of Vermont. We all know him. He was a cousin of George Bush when he's running against him. Wayne Lyman Morse ran against his cousin Hubert Humphrey and JFK. Stephen Arnold Douglas, which is a very, very direct descendant of the Bush family, ran against cousins Buchanan and Lincoln. John Forbes Kerry, George Bush's cousin, ran against him as well. George Britton McKellen was a Democratic candidate for president in 1964 against Lincoln as well. Endicott Peabody for vice president as Democrat in 1972. These are all cousins of George Bush and therefore cousins of all presidents. So Patrick Joseph Pat Buchanan, Republican presidential nomination, ran against Clinton, his cousin, and he ran on the Reform Party against Bush and Gore. Mitt Romney, of course, Obama's and Bush's cousin, which we're still yet to see, but I have a feeling that Romney's going to be, because of his political bloodline, especially that of the Mormon Church, Obama is not quite as, well, we'll just say bloody as Mitt Romney. Right. Thomas Edmund Dewey, Republican candidate against cousin FDR and cousin Harry S. Truman. Henry Agard Wallace against cousin Harry S. Truman and cousin Thomas Dewey, another cousin. Sarah Louise E. Palin, cousin of Obama.
Really?
Yes, everybody. There is no exception, and that's what I'm trying to tell people, is that this whole thing is a charade. It is a complete complete illusion. You take your vice presidents. Guess what? I got an interview with Obama where the guy asks him about his relationship with Richard Bruce Cheney, U.S. vice president. Of course, they're cousins. Okay, I mean it's crazy. You know, I've got a whole list of vice presidents, whole list of U.S. cabinet members. You know, we're talking about the whole thing. Timothy Geithner is a good example, the banker. former president of the Federal Reserve. All of
and
these.
And then there's also I'm sorry, a Freemasonry factor in this.
Well, there's that, and there's also the Bar Association. Many, 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 I'd say the majority of these people all were barred attorneys before they ever became anything. And more importantly, I think probably the most important section of this is the U.S. Supreme Court justices. So you have the presidents appointing or running with their vice presidents, which are their cousins, but then they're appointing all of these people to the cabinet. John Jay, signer of the Constitution, appointed by George Washington, of course, their cousins, Robert Livingston, William Howard Taft, who then became president. But these were all chief justices of the United States Supreme Court, Henry Livingston, Joseph Bradley, Melville Winston Fuller, okay, Oliver Wendell Holmes. All these very famous names in history. And let me just say, here's Oliver Wendell Holmes. Let's just read, if you want to know the state of things, you want to understand where eugenics came from and why it was so prominent, read what Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. has to say, U.S. Supreme Court Justice. It is better for all the world if instead of waiting to execute degenerate offspring for crime or to let them starve for their imbecility, society can prevent those who are manifestly unfit from continuing their kind. The principle that sustains compulsory vaccination is broad enough to cover cutting the fallopian tubes. Three generations of imbeciles are enough. This is a guy sitting on the Supreme Court as a justice of the Supreme Court who is a avid eugenicist. This is the history of America. America's history is so much more dark than I can even begin to tell you. When you start putting all of these names, Gabriel Duval, Mellon Pitney, Charles Robert Sherman, David Hackett Soter, I don't know if he's still in there or not, but I mean, it's just
right. Soter?
It's
yeah.
crazy. And let's go even further. Let's take actors. Now, I was a Hollywood guy. Now, I never wanted to be famous. I never wanted to do what I'm doing now. I wanted to work in the background. And so I took a job and went to school for sound design, sound editing. And we're the guys in the background who make all these horrible, horrible actors sound good. We put all the sound effects in the movies. We have them come in and replace their dialogue in a studio so that it sounds good and so that it's, you know, we can actually edit the sound. So when I started taking a look at actors, I was amazed at what I found, because I always wondered why there was so many, I mean, for lack of a better description, there were so many good-looking people coming to Hollywood who, and in Hollywood, there's a sort of an inside joke that everybody acknowledges, whether you're famous or not. When you say that you're, you know, when you ask someone what they do in Hollywood and they say, oh, I'm an actor, your common response is, oh, which restaurant? Because most actors end up waiters so that they can afford their pursuit of acting. And I always knew, or I started to know, and now I especially know, that the Jewish connection, you don't get into Hollywood unless you're related to someone or something in Hollywood. You don't just come to Hollywood. Very rarely does it happen that you come to Hollywood and you become something.
Think Marilyn Monroe has a different had a different view of that.
Well, no, she's one of the people I found. She's definitely a cousin of George Bush.
No kidding.
Yeah, I was just gonna read you this list of. This list is actually. See, I laugh at this. I think it's hilarious because we've all been fooled by this absolutely ridiculous worship of people. So in America, you see, we don't have royalty. We can't because it's against our so-called principles. So what if we replaced that royalty with, but actors? Okay, let's take the prime example. Let's take let's take William Bradley Pitt. Okay, Brad Pitt. He is a cousin of Obama, ninth cousin. Let's take Angelina Jolie, who is a seventh cousin, if I'm not mistaken, of Hillary Clinton. Of course, they're all intermingled, intercousins. So we have basically in America, we have a royal wedding, if you want to call it that, a bloodline wedding in Hollywood. And I always knew that most marriages in Hollywood were because I knew a few of the people that actually did this for a living that would arrange marriages in Hollywood between actors or famous people. But I didn't understand that they were doing it through this bloodline type of thing. And so we have a massive list of all the famous people that I can think of in history who have influenced, including Johnny Carson, Don Imus of radio fame, you know, everybody you can think of. This list is actually from a guy named Stephen Ward Anderson. If you search his name, you can find his website, and it's amazing what he's uncovered. And he actually lists, when we're talking about this, we're talking about he is related as a cousin to all these people, and of course he is related to George Bush. So you can take this and say, okay, well, here's the genealogy of all these actors. So all of these actors are cousins that I'm about to read to you, and they're cousins of all the presidents and on this entire bloodline, which again stems from the colonies, from the Mayflower passengers, from these people who were escaping religious persecution. So I'm just going to read this list, and without reading all the connections to these people, but Mark Wahlberg, Amy Adams, Ed Norton, Michelle Williams, Stephanopoulos, Liv Tyler, Kate Hudson, John Paxton, Will Wheaton, Oliver Platt, Viggo Morgenstein, Cary Elwes, Ellen DeGeneres. You know, you ever wonder why these people were famous and other people didn't ever get there? This is why. Felicity Huffman, William Macy, Will Lyman, Paris Hilton, Matthew Modine, Matthew Perry, Jennifer Anderson. In fact, the whole cast of Friends is actually technically Jewish because of their family. And they're also cousins. So the Jewish thing and the cousin thing is starting to become the same thing to me. Halle Berry is another good example. We have the first black president in the United States who turns out to be just another bloodline, gentry that's in the presidency. Well, here's Halle Berry. Who's Halle Berry? The first black actress to win, an award. She's the bloodline.
Clint, we have to go to break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. I hate to cut you off, but...
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Our guest today is Clint Richardson, and we do have some callers lining up. And I honestly thought that with Marilyn Monroe and a lot of other female stars, that the reason that they were successful in Hollywood is because they dispensed sexual favors to the directors and the producers. Who knew it was because of the bloodlines?
Well, it's crazy. And this sounds absolutely crazy, even as I'm saying it. But I'm telling you, I've spent 2 months now just compiling a list of names. Norma Jean Mortison Baker was Marilyn Monroe. I mean,
right.
That's no.
And she later married Arthur Miller and converted.
Absolutely. And that's what you'll find. And when you're looking at most of these people, they're all. Oh, this is another aspect to it. They all come from these what was called congregationalist religions. These were the religions that were supposedly being persecuted. Well, it turns out, and this is probably the most important point I want to make. So that and this is actually the reason that I started really looking into this is because I found a really wonderful description of the Puritan religion, and I found. Some quotes, and I found some other interesting things that really, really made me understand what it is that's happening here. And I don't know if I can find it because I've got so much research going on here, but basically the quote was from one of the real prominent Puritan ministers of these congregational types of churches, and basically it said that the philosophy of these people, that all these people that I'm reading and all that the bloodline that we're talking about, is that we take advantage or commit usury against the people of this world. Only that's the only basic contact we have with the people who aren't of our genealogy. And more importantly, it says that we must pretty much ignore everything in this world or in this life and focus on the next life or the afterlife. Or in their case, as I was going to say earlier, King James also put out a lesser known, very lesser known book called Demonology. And Demonology, which you can actually download from the internet and read, it was actually referring to this basic, you know, the Kabbalist Jew, the high order of Satan, I believe is what he referred to in his book called Demonology. These are the people that came over and settled America. Okay,
nice.
These were the people escaping religious persecution. Well, religion and cult are two different things. Okay, then you had from that, from what's her name? Anne Hutchinson is a very famous name in this genealogical thing. And
Hutchinson probably is a relative.
It's very possible. Anybody that has any kind of famous, you know, or is in any kind of high political order, that this is it. I can't find anybody, literally, every time I look up a name, I see the connection to these people. And keep in mind, we're talking about a 10th percentile of America. We're not talking about everybody being cousins or 50th cousins or 6 degrees of separation, whatever, you know, you've been taught in the media or in school. This is a direct and very well kept, documented genealogy that these people do. And you don't get very far in Hollywood, you don't get very far in politics, you don't get very far anywhere unless you're of this bloodline. That is the conclusion that I have come to. And people are not going to like, you know, they're not going to like to hear the fact that every signer of the Declaration of Independence, as far as I can tell, every signer of the Constitution, every signer, every president, and every part of our government has all been of this bloodline. They're not going to like to hear that. They're also not going to like to hear the history. And this is what I really wanted to tell, because we were talking about the Jewish connection, the Jewish lobby. I want to introduce people, and I want to have them research it themselves, because I'm still in the beginning phases of the research. But there's a group called the Plantagenet kings, basically. And one of that was called the House of Anjou. And you can look this up. Usually referred to simply as the Angevins. Okay? It was the noble family of Frankish origin that emerged as the rulers of the Kingdom of Jerusalem. And the Kingdom of England in the 12th century. These are the same people. They are also responsible for, we're talking about Isabella, who was actually the last Jerusalem branch of kingship. We're also talking about Henry I and Henry II. This is the main bloodline that we're talking about. Okay, this is also very linked with the Knights Templar, and it's so hard. I am not a historian, but when I started reading this, I'm putting these pieces together. When we say, you know, when we talk all the time about the Jews, we're really talking about this group, this bloodline of people. And that's why I wanted to make the connection, is this Plantagenet set of kings until the fall of Jerusalem and the fall of Isabella in 1205.
Okay, we got to take a break, Clint. We'll be right back, and we do have some callers. We'll take callers when we come back. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dalton.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We do have a bunch of callers. I think we have Richard in Washington. Oh, no, Richard dropped. Okay. We have Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Okay, Clint, this is way back in, early in the show. You said these the pilgrims were all related to the queen. Which queen were you talking about?
The current queen, but mostly this line comes from Henry the First and Henry the Second, which actually fell out of power. And I, if I'm not mistaken, again, I'm not a historian, but this, I'm focusing more on the names. If I'm not mistaken, this is the line that came back into power when the German aristocracy basically, you know, when the current line of queen in the
Are you talking about when William of Orange invaded, or which year are you talking about?
Oh, gosh, I got to think about this for a minute. All these names, but when the German, you know, when who was the king that came in, that was German, that came from Germany, couldn't even speak English. I just can't. I'm sorry. The name.
Are you talking about like something happened in? I'm trying to think. Around 1066. Is that what you're talking about? Because
that was William the Conqueror in 1066.
Well,
is that
yeah,
who
all
you're talking
names,
about?
All these names are basically affiliated, and if you look up the, you know, I think David Icke did a lot of research on the Merovingian line and all that. I I'm trying to stay away from that, and again,
yeah,
just focus
I would too.
I'm just trying to focus on what I can find with people who are actually noted as genealogical researchers. And again, when I'm pulling up names, I'm finding that most of the genealogical researchers are also sort of that's their lot in life because they're of that bloodline. Most of the genealogical researchers, the historians, the educators, the presidents of Harvard, Yale, and all of these colleges were all basically of this bloodline. And what's really interesting is when you read the history of the Puritans, who were the ones that set up these colleges, the Harvards, the Yales, the Maine Occidentals and all those, they were actually set up not as educational institutions, but for the education of the priesthood. They were never meant to be necessarily the schools that they are today, and there's still those Skull and Bones and all the secret societies that still, I believe, are part of what we're talking about. But all the presidents of these schools, all the major educators and professors were also of this bloodline. So, the royalness or the queen and the king is not really what I'm focusing on in my research. I just know that that's where the line comes from. What I'm focusing on is the influence of that line in America, and
well,
that every
famous
person and political person is. Sorry.
Let me just interject something. William of Orange was married to Mary, the daughter of James II, and people referred to Prince William as a pretender to the British throne. Moneylenders in Amsterdam financed his coup with $2 million in guilders, which enabled him and his wife to hire an army in order to depose James and seize control of the British government. And they arrived in December of 1688 with their hired guns. And so basically that's when they took over. So you're saying that all of these people that you're referring to are descendants or associated with this family?
Well, it's the Geoffrey Plantagenet or the Plantagenet kings is what they're referred to, including the Henrys and including Isabella. Up until 2005, and remember, these were the rulers of. This is why it's so timely. It's the rulers of the Kingdom of Jerusalem, and then the Kingdom of England in the 12th century. So that's when they were actually overthrown. And then I believe I haven't done this part of the research. I apologize. I just wanted to get this out in case I don't get this out before anything happens to me. But I believe they came back into power, and I believe that's why Israel was established again to reclaim the throne of Israel of the Kingdom of Jerusalem. Basically, this is the same family bloodline that is now trying to take over, and as far as I'm concerned, they're trying to reinstate the what they call Greater Israel, as depicted on the Israeli coin. Which includes most of the Middle East. So this is where I'm trying to make the connection, and we're all constantly talking about, you know, the Jews did this. But I'm saying, wait a minute, this is much deeper than just the Jews, or some foreign or international body of people. This is a specific bloodline that was the Kingdom of Jerusalem. And that's where I'm trying to make the connection at this point. And, you know, I've got a lot more information. It's just time constraints, you know.
Okay, so are you saying that this could be a how they figure their, the deal about the monarchy of England being direct descendants from David or something is what I've heard.
Well, see that? I don't know. I'm not going back that far in their efforts. Are you talking about the bloodline of Jesus?
Well, they talk about, you know, that's supposedly one of the claims I've heard made by the monarchy in England is that they're really descended from the tribe of Judah or something.
Well, and that's really interesting because, you know, again, the Mormon Church also has they divide their people up into the 13th or 12 tribes of Israel, and they name you or rename you in a name that has to do with that. I don't understand it fully, but it's very Jewish or Jerusalem, you know, centric. When you get your temple name, again, it's all kind of weird to me. But what Deanna was saying earlier, well, let me just put it to you this way. Part of my research did take me to that line, which is the supposed line of Jesus Christ. But what I'm reading, when I read the Bible, and I see that this man that the Bible talks about is called Jesus Christ. When I look up the word Christ, or the meaning of the word Christ, it's not a name, it's a title. Christ actually means, the Christos means the anointed. Okay, and the anointed is something that the Jewish people do with oils, as well as the Arabs. They anoint people. So I believe that Jesus Christ, Jesus the Anointed, was something very different than what is portrayed in your modern churches, where we actually have, you know, Jesus Christ. He was actually Jesus of Nazareth. That was his name. His name was not Jesus Christ. That was his title, and he was anointed before his funeral. So there is something there that I have not put my finger on. There's also the concept of Gog and Magog, and the Antichrist, where I'm starting to think that, as Deanna stated earlier, that the Bible was sort of translated and rewritten. I'm starting to wonder if the Antichrist is not really the anti-bloodline that we're talking about, the anti-anointed, if you catch my drift. And that Gog and Magog why Gog and Magog are so feared in the Bible, they're not, it's this bloodline that has all these fears. So I'm telling people to read this stuff for themselves, as far as that. I'm more interested in the 1600s and beyond, in the American line of this bloodline, because literally, if you're in the military, you're serving these people. If you're in the civil service, you're serving these people. If you're in a corporation, you're basically serving these people. If you're in a bank, every time you get a loan, you're serving these people. This is what I'm trying to get across. We are not just slaves to the system. We are actually the chattel of this bloodline. And that, I think, is the most important thing. Because, again, boy, you name a name, and I've probably uncovered it at this point, that you can think of that's famous. I mean, your Elvis Presley, Madonna, all of these people, Janis Joplin. I mean, for everybody you can think of.
Seriously, Clint, I mean, you go back far enough, all of us are related.
And that's what you're supposed to think. That's what you heard somewhere. That's not your opinion.
You think about tribal.
I'm not talking about 50.
I'll get off and let other people ask, but I think, I'm really kind of skeptical. All right, bye.
Well, and like I said, this is why I started doing this in the first place, because I said, well, look, it's right on Wikipedia. You can actually verify through your own research and verify through countless sources that all presidents are very, very closely related. Again, when you're a third cousin, when Obama is the third cousin of one of our founding fathers, that becomes a little suspect, don't you think?
Right.
Now, I might be a 40th cousin of that person, or a 50th cousin. They say everybody is a 50th cousin. But we're not talking about that 6 degrees of separation. We're not talking about the concept that everybody is related, which is, that's the current propaganda, that everybody is related. Some people would say that that's not true. I don't know, and I'm not interested in that. What I'm seeing when I say cousins, I'm saying that John McCain and I believe President Obama are 22nd cousins of, I believe, Henry, I can't remember, I'm trying to do this all off my head. That means that Obama's great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather And McCain's great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was the king of England. Okay, right.
And basically, Clint, you can't go back past 1600 because of the destruction of records. So you really can't clarify, you know, who's related to who past that. So I think you're on the right track as far as time frames and whatnot. Let's take Jim in Chicago. Jim, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I got a couple questions. Now, there's some talk show hosts that talk about the synagogue of Satan, but it doesn't quite jive with Christian identity arguments. Plus, there's some issues with Jews impersonating Christian preachers to corrupt Christianity and other religions.
Well,
also,
I think that,
there's some
when you consider the incorporation of all the churches in 1965, I think that presents a very serious problem.
Now, the Jews, are they all kind of tainted to various degrees, or is it like, how does the Ashkenazi versus the Talmudic or Kabbalistic, or are they combined, or are they separate versus the Khazaric, or versus all the other ones? And are European people part of the tribes of Israel to some degree, or how does that all fit in?
Clint, is that something that you've covered?
I am not an expert in that sort of thing, and as I've said before, I'm simply looking for the facts, and the facts are coming from genealogists who have done massive tomes of research. So I'm not going to be able to have a conversation. I mean, I'm familiar with the Khazarian aspect, but what I'm really interested in is the fact, as I was saying before, if you want to research and really find out, I would look into the Plantagenet, Plantagenet, and the other word is Angevin, Angevins, the House of Anjou. This was the rulers of the kingdom of Jerusalem, and as far as I can tell, it is the rulers of us today. These are the people who set up Israel, okay? And you're talking about the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, all the major bankers. You're talking about Prescott Bush. I'm not going to ask a Jew. Okay, I mean, I have a friend who's actually a Jew. He was in Hollywood with me. He's a Sephardic Jew, and he absolutely despises the Ashkenazi sect because they are very, very at odds with each other. And he's actually informed the law. He knows exactly what I'm talking about when we talk about this history. They are not Jews. That is what he says. So if you want to know about that history, find someone out there who is a Sephardic and ask them. Because you want to talk about a people who've been harmed by this group of people that I'm talking about, the Synagogue of Satan, whatever you want to call them, you talk to a Sephardic Jew. You look at the ringworm conspiracy. You look at all the things that they've done in their eugenicist types movements to harm the Sephardic Jew.
And then you have other people who are Sephardic Jews. There's the book The Grandees, The Story of America's Sephardic Elite by Stephen Birmingham, and he names the Rockefellers as being part of that clan. And look at all of the eugenics and all of the other things that they have promoted and funded, including free trade, which has certainly destroyed the productivity of this country and outsourced all of that production and insourced cheap labor.
And see, that's a perfect example, because what we're talking about here is a specific bloodline of people. Now, what the lady was saying before when she said she was skeptical, you have most Sephardic Jews out there who are being harmed by the state of Israel, who are being mutilated and literally their children being eugenicized, basically. But that doesn't mean that everybody, is not. It just means that some are in the bloodline, some are not. Let's take Barack Obama and Halle Berry. Again, we say, oh, they're the first black people to gain this notoriety. One's the first black president. One's the first black actor to win an Academy Award. But wait a minute. Obviously, Halle Berry is not black. She's from a white heritage mixed with a black heritage. And Barack Obama, we know that his Stanley Ann Durham worked with the CIA. She's a white Jewish mother of Barack Obama, and that's who he grew up with. He did not grow up. I think he saw his father one time for a week in his whole life. These people,
right.
Just because they are black in appearance, does not mean they are black in reality.
Right. Alrighty, we do have to take a quick break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented completement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Sites are realityblogger.wordpress.com, clintforp.com, and thecorporationnation.com. And we have a couple of callers left. Let's take David real quick. Yep. David, welcome to the program.
Greetings, Deanna. Your guest ought to get back with me sometime if he wants to get his facts straightened out here. In any case, I have the entire genealogy sitting in front of me. I believe the man he was looking for the name is King George I. He was a German Jew, the House of Hanover, that seized the British and the Scottish throne unlawfully. And Henry's, you either are talking about Henry the VII or Henry the VIII, they were Tudors. If you're talking about Henry the III through Henry the VI, you're talking about Lancasters. I don't know which ones you're trying to refer to. I presume you're talking about Henry VII or VIII.
The first and the second Henry.
Huh?
The first and the second Henry.
That's prior to the Lancasters. It gets back to the House of York, possibly, or the Plate Snows or something of that nature. I forgot the exact term.
Exactly. Actually, when Isabella was removed, it was because the succession it was disputed by two cadet branches, the House of Lancaster and the House of York.
Yes.
Exactly. Thank you for that.
And there you are. You're right. It goes back to Henry the First. Would take you back again then to the A-N-G-E-V-I-N-S that you were talking about.
Exactly. That's what I'd like people to research, because this is the origin, I believe, of this what we keep referring to as the Jewish order, basically. And, you know, I this is not my focus. As I said, I didn't come here to talk about – I'm horrible with British royal history. I really am. In fact, I joke about that all the time. I want to say one other thing, though, before we get kicked off the air here, and I want to just read this verbatim, because this is a good example of the lies that are told to us. We know Kate Middleton recently married Prince William. Here's what
she's a goldsmith.
Here's what this says. On March 29, 2011, the New England Historical Genealogical Society, which is the nation's oldest collector of genealogical research, announced the release of a new book entitled The Ancestry of Catherine Middleton, which shows the British and American ancestors and cousins of a future Queen of England. We're all told that she's just a commoner. However, it says, the article states that, like the Queen Mother and Princess Diana before her, Kate Middleton is a cousin of America's first president, George Washington, via their descent from Sir Thomas Fairfax and Agnes Gascoigne. Among Middleton's other American cousins are famed explorers Meriwether Lewis and Rear Admiral General Byrd, General George S. Patton, novelist Upton Sinclair, and Francis Scott Key, author of The Star-Spangled Banner. The article shows Ellen DeGeneres and Guy Ritchie as Kate's cousins as well, and it even shows that Prince William and Kate Middleton are 14th cousins, only once removed through Sir Thomas Fairfax, as is quite common within the royal bloodlines for the retaining of the family rule. Last sentence, very important. A branch of the Fairfax family moved to Virginia in the mid-17th century.
Well, very interesting. Well, we have run out of time. Sorry I couldn't take the last caller. Thank you so much, Clint, for being on the program today. It's been very interesting.
Isn't it, though?
Take care. Alrighty, talk soon. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.